Thank you for calling Gator Sports Travel, powered by Total Sports Travel. I am Miles. How may I assist you today?
Hey there. I bought a package a while ago and put down a deposit, and I was wanting to cancel it. So it says I have to do it in writing. So I was trying to figure out, does that mean by an email, or do I need to send an actual paper letter? And if so, where do I send it?
Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience. I would say the best thing to do would be to send an email over through the website, totalsportstravel.com. Use the contact us form there, and you know, just indicate that you would like to cancel, and make sure you put a valid email address there for our team to contact you. And any further information required would be, our team would reach out to you to let you know.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Ma'am. All right. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Total Sports Travel?
No, but just as a point of feedback, we're canceling because of your terms that say that you can't be guaranteed a game ticket. Even though we paid for a game ticket.
Well, I mean, if you paid for a game ticket, then we would be providing a game ticket with your package.
Yeah, but in the terms and conditions, it says that if you can't find a ticket, then you'll refund our money, and we don't want to get down to the weekend of the event and not have a ticket, right?
But, I mean, if
yeah.
Let's see. What is the last name associated with your reservation?
It's H-O-U-M. I can give you the reservation number, 49344.
Okay. I've found the reservation. And this is for Ms. Lynn Hume and Mr. Philip Hume?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, I see that you added the, of course, you both added the reserve game seat ticket. So, yes, you would receive tickets with your reservation.
Yeah, I guess because we were reading in the bottom in the fine print in the event that Total Sports Travel is not able to provide tickets ordered or a reasonably comparable alternative, Total Sports Travel will reimburse the traveler the amount equal to the amount paid for the tickets purchased but not delivered. So that tells me that you don't actually have tickets right now. You're going to try to find some. And if you don't find them, I don't want to be left, like, without a ticket.
You wouldn't be left without a ticket. Tickets are typically provided by the university. But we, you know, customers purchase their tickets through us, and then we... get the ticket orders in, and then get the tickets out to the travelers who have purchased tickets.
Right.
So if you have any questions,
I've called like 4 or 5 times about this, and everybody told me a different story about how it works.
Well,
just giving that as feedback. I think we've already made the decision that we're going to cancel, and we're just going to lose the $500 deposit that we put down because we don't want to be without a ticket And we feel like your terms and conditions don't guarantee me a ticket.
Well, you will be guaranteed a ticket. I think that you're best, rather than canceling first, I think if you should use the contact us option on the website and then just, you know, ask, you know, if you will definitely be guaranteed a ticket. And then our team, the travel agents, would be able to better inform in regards to, you know, your guarantee for a ticket. That's
right.
The reason why we're offering the people the ability to add the tickets to their package, and we're adding the amount of the charge for those tickets is, you know, because we're guaranteeing that that person is going to receive a ticket. But I mean, if you want to verify that with our travel agents, you know, that would be the best.
Well, I mean, I hear you say that, but the writing in your term says that you do not guarantee me a ticket. It just says that
I think
that if you can't find one, you're going to give me my money back. And if I'm there at the football game on game weekend and I don't have a ticket, it could, you know, I don't, like, there's nothing in the terms that says when you're going to tell me if I have a ticket, when I'm going to get a confirmation about my ticket, anything like that. And I can't handle that uncertainty.
Yeah, that's why you'd want to speak with one of the travel agents. The information that's causing you great concern is just the legalese to, you know, cover total sports travel in the event that, you know, say the university has promised us, hey, we've got 120 tickets that you can sell, and then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, the university makes a mistake and they miscalculated and they only have 80. So we've got 40 people who purchased tickets that we were guaranteed by the university were going to be available that we could sell, but then for whatever reason, the university backed out on us. And so that would indicate that, well, it's no fault of Total Sports Travel, but we're willing to refund you for the purchase price of your ticket. That's just the legalese there to say, you know, in the event of some kind of weird circumstance, you know, we're just covering ourselves in that manner, you know, and then letting the person know who's reading the terms that, hey, if for whatever reason something comes up and we can't get you a ticket, we'll give you your money back, you know, regarding the ticket. But I can understand where you're coming from. If you're already there and you don't have a ticket, why? What was the point of even going? You know, you went to see the game, you know?
Exactly. And at what point would I know if the university doesn't give you all 80 tickets that you sold and you only get 40? Like, that might not be until the week before, and then the tickets could be $2,000.
We'll have the tickets. Your tickets would be guaranteed. But you can use the contact us at totalsportstravel.com if you'd like to speak with, you know, to send a message to the travel agents just to get reassurance that you would be guaranteed that you're going to have, you know, get your tickets that you paid for. I don't think it's going to be any problem.
I mean, we found out about you because we got an email through the university, but it seemed like you were not specifically affiliated, and then went online and read reviews, and there's like, you know, half of them are 5 stars and half of them are 1 stars that people didn't get tickets.
Oh, okay.
And
I understand.
So that started the doubt, the seed of doubt.
Well, I'm not sure why those people didn't get their tickets, but I would say, yeah, definitely use the contact us at the website, totalsportstravel.com, and then you'll be able to directly message the travel agents who can, you know, explain things a little bit better.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your help.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Total Sports Travel?
No, thank you.
Okay, I'd like to thank you for calling Total Sports Travel. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right, thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.